Accessing library computer data.
And to make sure history never forgets the name Enterprise.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Penske Podcast. If you haven't tuned in before, this is a podcast where we are running through all 178 episodes of Star Trek The Next Generation, giving our thoughts and feelings about each and every one. Right now we're up to episode 6 of season 3. It's called Booby Trap. This one was directed by Gabriel Beaumont. Teleplay goes to Ron Roman, Michael Piller, and Richard Danis. The story credit goes to Michael Wagner and Ron Roman. It originally aired back on October 30th, 1989. In this episode, the Enterprise discovers a derelict, centuries-old alien battlecruiser and becomes trapped alongside it. So this one is just going to be me talking about it. It'll probably be a quick episode. I got to catch up with my schedule here. So I'm going to be waxing philosophical and waxing poetic about Booby Trap right after this.
Number one, have you never dreamed of climbing inside the bottle?
Sir?
The ship in the bottle. Model airships. I used to build them when I was a child. My God,
I bet I had a Promelian battle cruiser, too. You ready to beam down to the vessel?
Locked onto the main bridge, Captain.
You're certain about the atmospheric conditions, Data?
There is adequate oxygen for life support, Commander.
It is exactly as they left it, Number One. In the bottle.
Ship in the bottle. Oh, good Lord. Didn't anybody here build ships in bottles when they were boys?
I did not play with toys.
I was never a boy.
I did, sir.
Thank you, Mr. O'Brien.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Penske Podcast here. We're going to talk about Booby Trap. Booby Trap, the Geordi LaForge-centric episode, might be the sort of first. He had one, I think, in the first season where he commanded the Enterprise, but that was the Arsenal of Freedom, I think. That one is not really Geordi-centric, but it was his probably first storyline that he gets. And this one's interesting because it introduces a bizarre character beat where Geordi LaForge is terrible with women. That's where this, that's where his whole plot line develops from here. Starts this one off with, well, to recap it, this is the one where the Enterprise is, hears a distress call. They go into this sort of asteroid field. They find this ancient battlecruiser that has been hit with a booby trap where the energy a ship puts out is turned into radiation and then directed back at the ship. So in effect, you are stuck in place in sort of a spider's web and all of your efforts to get out are turning into radiation. That's killing you. And that's the booby trap. That's what killed the ship. That's what traps the Enterprise. So Geordi is forced to try to figure out a solution, and to figure out that solution, he summons one of the designers of the Enterprise, or rather, he uses her voice logs and sort of personal data to construct a version of her on the holodeck, and him and this fictional Leah Brahms character come up with a solution that allows the Enterprise to escape. Picard takes the helm, and he flies the Enterprise out of there, and everyone's happy. But the main takeaway from this one is that Geordi is the... not a ladies man. The cold open here is him on a date, apparently a very unsuccessful date, judging by the woman's over-the-top sort of bored reaction. He's created a holodeck program where they're on a beach and there's a violinist and they are listening to the ocean and drinking coconut no-nos or something, whatever he calls them. And it goes badly. She tells him she doesn't want to see him. He goes into 10 forward all depressed and mopey. And Wes and Data discuss the fact that Geordi had apparently worked for weeks on this episode, which is absurd. Maybe that's the reason why he's not doing particularly well with women, if his weeks of work end up just being the most cliche date you can possibly imagine. It's this episode, I remembered it being good. I remembered always liking this one. I think I like the concept of the booby trap better. I like the booby trap. I like the fact that Picard goes over to the ship and sort of explores it. I like their interaction with this ancient vessel. I liked all that stuff. If it had been more of a mystery, it probably would have been interesting. They discover what goes on really early. They can't escape. Anything they do causes their death. So there's this ticking time bomb thing going off where they have to get out of there real quick. I enjoy that aspect of it more. I like that high concept kind of thing. And what they do instead is this episode is super technobabbly. I don't think I understand any reason as to why these things are going the way they are. I don't understand really why Geordi needs to summon this Leah Brahms holodeck creation. The episode does not deal with the Leah Brahms creation very well, but let me go back to the... I don't understand anything that inspires Geordi to create the Leah Brahms in this. I don't understand what he's trying to do. They kind of know that they don't need warp engines. You know, like, the technobabble of them sort of fiddling around and arguing in the holodeck is not sensical and doesn't, like, there's nothing there for the viewer to follow about what they're talking about. It's really just the fact that Geordi has created this holodeck thing that he's falling in love with, and no one seems to think that this is weird or strange or anything like that. So this episode is... it's odd because it's a lot of technobabble. It's not very interesting. The solution doesn't make sense. I don't understand how, if you use a lot of energy on this booby trap and it absorbs it, how using a burst at the start will somehow propel you. It seems like everything they were trying before to, you know, use the engines to get away from the trap, and they weren't moving at all. So I don't understand how a sudden burst would not just be absorbed by the emitters, and then you can just, you know, what they do is they do this sudden burst of energy and then they coast out of the trap without using anything else. It doesn't make a lot of sense to me. That doesn't fit with what the plot had told me about the booby traps earlier. Not very good. It gives Picard a chance to sort of fly the ship around, and he does the, you know, the cliche, use the gravitational pull of the moon to get us out of here, even though we don't have enough power, so we'll use the gravitational moon as a slingshot, fire us out. Data seems blown away by it, even though you'd think Data would be aware. I don't know why Picard had to fly the ship. It's all that kind of stuff. It's not, none of the things that happen here are particularly born of the plot, I think, which is a problem. And that makes it not interesting. And the Geordi thing, where he constructs this Leah Brahms character, who will come back, but if you just take it on the terms of this episode alone, the scene where Picard comes into the holodeck and Geordi introduces Leah Brahms, the holodeck character, to Picard, and Picard gives him this this dead stare, probably sums up the episode. That Picard reaction should have been one of the focuses here. I know that they probably, Roddenberry would have had a problem with portraying Geordi as sort of this... bizarre sexual freak who can't interact with people and has to create people in the holodeck that he makes out with. But that Picard look should be the main thing, because Geordi's introducing people to a holodeck program, to a computer program, as if it's a real person, when no one else has ever gone into the holodeck and been like, oh, this is so-and-so. Makes no sense. Picard's reaction makes a ton of sense, and it's a shame that they didn't follow up on it. The way this ends is bizarre, where Geordi makes out with a holodeck character and then just sort of saves the program, and nothing is brought up of it. He comes to no realization that this is not something he should be doing. He saves the program. It's not like he comes to terms with, like, you're fake and I need to do better in real life. It's bizarre. I don't mind the fact that I can understand the holodeck being used that way, and I'm sort of weirded out that the show doesn't pursue that more. They will eventually with Barclay and his holodeck addiction, but you'd think, this must be a Roddenberry thing, you'd think anyone who has the holodeck would have a lot of issues with this stuff. I know addiction and all that is sort of frowned upon in this Next Generation universe, but if that's how you want to make an interesting story, you do that. They don't do it here. Geordi sort of wins, and then Geordi gets to make out with his love, which is a holodeck program, which implies that he's somewhat disconnecting from reality. And I don't know. It just doesn't sit well. It doesn't work. Nothing here works. That's the problem. I love the high concept, but the Geordi personal stuff doesn't work, and they continue this character beat for far too long. It's going to be sort of a character thing. And then, you know, it's a Geordi-centric episode, and it's not particularly good. So let's get to our final thoughts.
You know, I've always thought that technology could solve almost any problem. It enhances the quality of our lives, lets us travel across the galaxy, even gave me my vision. But sometimes you just have to turn it all off. Even the gypsy violins.
Violins?
Different program.
We made a good team.
Maybe we can do it again sometime.
I'm with you every day, Jordy. Every time you look at this engine, you're looking at me. Every time you touch it, it's me.
Okay, final thoughts time. I give this one a 2 out of 5. It's not very good. I remembered it being much better than it is. As I said before, I like the high concept stuff. The Geordi stuff falls flat on its face, and the high concept stuff doesn't really even last that long because the techno babble can't back up what they're trying to do. It's a cool concept. I wish it was a better episode. It's not very good. It sets off this unfortunate Geordi storyline where he's terrible with women. It brings up a whole bunch of holodeck questions that are unanswered and don't even seem to be of interest to the writing crew. The best moment in this episode is Picard's glare, not even a glare, his sort of like taken abackness of being introduced to a holodeck character. That's really it. You know, nothing great here. This is a 2 out of 5. The first, it's probably a strong 2, I think I'd call it. So I don't think, you know, this is the worst of the season so far. I don't think it's the worst that the season will have, but it's the first letdown, and it's a letdown that I think is disguised fairly well. I think, like I did earlier, you can think that this episode is better than it is. That's my opinion anyway. It disguises why it's bad fairly well, which once you start to think about it really breaks down. But that's it. 2 out of 5 for Booby Trap. Thank you guys for listening. If you enjoyed the content, you're on YouTube, a like and a comment's appreciated. If you're on iTunes, a rating and review is much appreciated. And I'm going to be back after this with The Enemy, another Geordi LaForge centric episode. I don't know why they put 2 Geordi LaForge episodes right in a row. It's a bizarre choice. Anyway, thank you guys for listening, and I will see you later.